Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. Open your hearts and find your wild. I loved couchsurfing those days when I was traveling around Europe, seeing different kinds of lifestyles and being inspired by what I saw around me. I had been very interested in Slovakia because one of my good friends in Barcelona, Lenka, was from there. It was a strange thing for me, actually, that whenever I met new friends and made a connection, I fantasized about visiting their country soon. It didn't often take long to happen over the past few years, and Slovakia was one such case. When I visit a new country, I often start with their big cities, the reason being that it is usually easier to travel inside the capital, where the transportation is much more comprehensive. I arrived in Bratislava, the capital city of Slovakia, in the evening and went to Burke's house. Before I arrived, I'd seen photos of Burke's place and it looked like a very trendy bar. I wondered what awaited me. Burke greeted me at the front door and his place was in the basement of a modern service apartment with a really dark passage down. Then I saw a very trendy bar-like space, with some bohemian decorations and some quirky and retro posters. Burke told me he was actually hired 2 years ago as a receptionist of this interesting hostel, and what I saw was actually the reception of the hostel. The owner decided to transform the building into a service apartment, but Burke remained as one of the keepers of the building and has the basement as his living space. Burke seemed very outgoing. Immediately, I met several friends of his and went to a gathering to play some instruments. This was my first introduction to a jam session, where you pick an instrument and just go along with what everyone was playing. People there played the guitar, ukulele, trembling, African drums, and handpan. I picked up something that I didn't know the name for, just enjoying the music and playing with the beat. It was a really relaxing evening with this self-made concert. Afterwards, we went for some vegan food together in a bar, and it was really nice to feel like a local there. On the way home, Burke was sharing the stories behind why he had moved to Slovakia from Turkey and how hopeless he felt around the political, social, and religious situation back in Turkey. Although it was a bit difficult for me to pitch in anything, it was very interesting for me to know how Burke felt about it. I'm usually quite indifferent towards politics and religion. Maybe it was because of where I was from, where everyone was really free to make their own choices, and I felt grateful for that freedom. Stay tuned. There's much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be sharing the story of meeting a new friend and reuniting with my couch surfer in Bratislava, Slovakia. This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now?
Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at Fly with Lily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.